You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As electronics continue to become a more and more accepted part of everyday life, so does the need to dispose of them when they cease to function as intended. This leads to a lot of electronics being disposed of incorrectly, along with all manner of other rubbish. While that may seem harmless on the surface, this can lead to combustion of rubbish trucks, which can be filled with all kinds of waste that can range to harmless biodegradable banana skins to highly explosive aerosol cans and very flammable lithium-ion batteries. When disposing of electrical waste, it is recommended to consult with the Auckland Council website for a full list of approved e-waste disposal locations. I spoke to Saeed Burutan, Professor of Chemical and Materials Engineering at the University of Auckland, about an experiment that was carried out in conjunction with Auckland Council about the dangers posed by electrical fires in rubbish trucks. So my first question is, how widespread is the issue of rubbish truck fires caused by lithium-ion batteries?
Good question, Sam. Seeing a lot of batteries being improperly disposed of definitely has been an issue for quite some time, and we are seeing more of it now. The reason is we are becoming more dependent on batteries and battery-powered devices like phones, laptops, tablets, e-scooters, cordless power tools. Basically, that transitioning into electrification resulted in huge amounts of end-of-life lithium-ion batteries or used lithium-ion batteries. Unfortunately, many of us still throw these end-of-life batteries into our general waste or recycling bins, which isn't safe. That batteries can catch fire, damage or could be damaged during transport or processing of waste or recycled materials. And fire is the main issue, which can put lives at risk and cause millions of dollars of damage to our infrastructure, waste and recycling infrastructure, and can also disrupt our waste services. We are seeing quite a lot of accidents happening recently due to that improper disposal of end-of-life lithium. And this is not a New Zealand issue, this is a worldwide problem.
These fires are particularly dangerous and difficult to extinguish. How have fire services been responding to these problems?
So that's the was the purpose of our study. So that study, which was in collaboration between Auckland Council and our University Research Centre Circuit, was designed to better understand the risk of lithium-ion battery fires. Because at the moment, there is no specific protocols for dealing with that type of fire, lithium-ion battery fire. In order to develop a new safety measures and protocols, we need to understand the risks. And that's why the Auckland Council and University of Auckland collaborated, and we designed that fire trials to understand the risks, to understand the emissions from battery fire.
What has the process been like while conducting this world first trial?
There are some studies on lithium-ion battery and emissions from lithium-ion batteries, but in a small laboratory scale, not real-world condition. So we designed a series of trials using a real rubbish truck. So we filled the rubbish truck with batteries and other general waste. We set the batteries on fire. We monitored the heat generated during battery fire. We tried different types of fire extinguishers. We wanted to understand the efficiency of different extinguishing agents for this type of battery fires. We collected samples, airborne emissions, as well as fire water runoff, the contaminated water produced when you extinguish battery fire. And I should also add that this is a quite dramatic and high-risk trial. So there were risks, and we had a robust safety protocol in place. We worked closely with the safety professionals and emergency responders.
Given how unpredictable the contents of a rubbish truck can be, how did you account for this in your experiment, and how does it affect the scope of the findings?
Yeah, so we try to have a recipe of waste materials which represents general municipal solid waste collected from curbside. So usually in curbside waste collection, we have a standard recipe. The types of the waste materials includes organic waste, packaging materials, plastics, paper, etc. So we use the data available through Auckland Council in order to have that general waste, municipal solid waste collected by waste management companies and Auckland Council.
These fires can cause the spread of toxic gases and contaminants. How can this affect an individual?
Very good question. Our study, one of the key goals of our study to understand those emissions, airborne emissions. We collected data on the toxic gases during the battery fire, when battery burns. Some of those emissions can pose a serious health risk to the public. Toxic gases detected through that trials were included hydrogen fluoride, carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, acetaldehyde, and many other highly toxic gases. So those gases pose serious health risks to the public, urban population, as well as emergency responders. Another risk here is the fire water runoff after extinguishing the battery fire. That runoff water can carry highly toxic chemicals like heavy metals and many other toxic and hazardous chemicals, which could end up in our stormwater systems or natural waterways if they are not managed properly.
What are you hoping comes out of this research?
We hope that this research can lead into new standards, development of new standards, protocols, policies for lithium-ion battery collection, transportation for waste and recycling industry, as well as councils. Public education is another aspect, so we want to raise awareness about the risk of this type of end-of-life materials. But the most important thing, we want to send a message to everyone that please don't throw your used batteries in your rubbish or recycling. That's where the real danger lies. So instead of throwing in rubbish bins, we should take our batteries and to recycling drop-off points, to the dedicated battery recycling drop-off points. There are hundreds of free and paid collection points for batteries. Most councils and many retailers, they offer safe and free collection stations. We also have community centers, libraries, hardware stores. You can check Auckland Council or local councils' websites or Wastemin's websites, find the nearest location for battery drop-off. Another thing is if you store batteries in your home, you should also need to be careful, because these batteries can, for some reasons, like, you know, if they are subjected to the moisture or water, they can short-circuit internally, and thermal runaway and battery fires can happen in your garage. So we suggest that keep your batteries in a cool, safe, dry place. You can also tape the terminals of your batteries with a little bit of masking tape or electrical tape to prevent that short-circuit. So the key thing is we want to deliver that proper disposal for batteries, which will help prevent fires, which can help to protect our recycling workers and keep those harmful materials out of our environment.
Okay, that was my final question. Is there anything you would like to add?
No, thank you very much. I would like to mention that this project was a very good collaboration. It's a good example of collaboration between council and university to deliver impact, to develop a better understanding for waste minimization as well as for environmental protection and safety. So we need to have more collaborations like this between councils, industry, and our university.
That was Professor Saeed Baroutain of the Chemical and Materials Engineering Department of the University of Auckland on experiments into the dangers posed by electrical fires in rubbish trucks caused by lithium-ion batteries that have been improperly disposed of.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.